Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss always Parakei Mishnah Yud Beis Yud Gimel, and today's Mishnah is being learned to discuss Asrbas Rachel Shishi B'Zeichar Fan Rizivu Hagon Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah Yud Beis tells us Arba Midas B'Talmidim. There are four different characteristics of Talmidim. You have a Talmid who's sitting by a Rebbe and he's learning. There are four different personalities that are learning by a Rebbe. Maher L'Shmaya U'Maher La'Abed. If he's able to hear very quickly, which means he's smart, he chaps, he gets it right away, but he also forgets it very quickly. Yatzas Charbev Seidai. So here, whatever he gained by being able to learn very quickly is lost because of the loss due to the fact that he forgets. What's the point in learning very quickly if you're just freaking forget it? Now, kasha l'shmaya v'kasha l'abed, if it's very difficult for the Talmud to learn, but also he does not forget so quickly, so yatzav seidev ischaray, the hefsid, the loss that he has, namely that it's very difficult for him to learn, that falls by the wayside because of the great schar that he has. He gains so much when he actually does learn, he remembers and he doesn't forget. So that's wonderful. Now, maher l'shmaya v'kasha l'abed, if he learns very quickly and he does not forget so quickly, chacham, so he's one of those wise talmidim, whereas kasha l'shmayo maher la'abed, if it's very difficult for him to learn and he forgets very quickly, zechelek ra, this is a bad portion. We don't call him a rasha because it's not up to him. This is just something that he was born with. It's not his fault, so he's not a rasha like in the previous mishnayos. We're just saying that we just feel bad for him. He has it difficult in life because it's hard for him to learn and he forgets very easily. Now the mefarshim point out in the first part of the mishnah, what's the nafka mina l'maisa? If anyway, it's based on a personality that he learns quickly and forgets quickly, or it's hard for him to learn but he also doesn't forget so quickly. What's the point of us knowing this, again, if it's not up to them? And one of the answers is, let's say we only have enough money to feed one Talmud. We simply don't have enough for both of them. So which Talmud do we pick? The answer is the second one. The one that even though it's difficult for him to learn, once he does learn, he retains it. He remembers it, so we're going to pay for his food and not for the other ones. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Gimel, Arba Midas B'Nois Neid Tzedakah. There are four characteristics of people who give Tzedakah. Number one, Horaitza Litein V'Lo Yitnu Acherim. If somebody wants to give, he wants to be the one to write the check and to hand the cash out, and he doesn't want other people to do that, so he has a bad eye for other people. Basically, this person wants all the grandeur and honor for himself. He wants his name on the building or in the front page of the sefer that he dedicated it, and he doesn't want anybody else to have a portion in that. And number two, in a perhaps deeper sense, is this fellow knows that the pasuk says that if you give tzedakah, you're going to become wealthy. So he wants to be able to give all the tzedakah, so he gets all the wealth and doesn't want any of it to go to anybody else. Now let's say, yitnu acherim v'hu lo yitein, he wants other people to give and he doesn't want to give any tzedakah, ena rabish aloi. He's obviously stingy in regards to himself. He doesn't want to give any of his money away. At least the first fellow in the Mishnah wants to give to tzedakah. He just doesn't want other people to give. This fellow doesn't want to give any tzedakah at all, but at least he's okay with other people giving. Now, yitain v'gitnu acherim, chassid, if the fellow wants to give himself and he also wants other people to give tzedakah, so he's a chassid because he just wants the poor people to have as much as they can get. And so he doesn't mind if he gives and everyone else gives, as long as the poor people have tzedakah, he's happy. And lastly, lo yitain v'lo yitnu acherim, if he doesn't want to give and he doesn't want others to give either, Rasha, so he's a Rasha. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow Mishnah Yud Dalet and Tezvav with more number fours. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.